The month of November is a time to reflect and remember, as Moose Jaw Express has given recognition and stories on many veterans. I recently visited the site honoring William Johnston Milne. It is located west on Caribou Street from Thatcher 29 KMS turn south 3 kilometers, and there is a plaque and flags honoring him. While passing Rosedale Cemetery, where many vets are interred, my thoughts were directed to one who has been recipient of very little recognition. The veteran to whom I refer was raised in Moose Jaw, raised his own family in Moose Jaw, had a business on Main Street in Moose Jaw for many years, and is interred in Moose Jaw. His World War II service was highlighted with being awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross, DFC, which I believe is one of the highest honors a pilot can receive in wartime. As Moose Jaw is an international center for training military pilots, it's ironic Moose Jaw has neglected a resident and holder of DFC. Some cities name street schools bridges after heroes who hold a DFC or Victoria Cross. Not Moose Jaw. Moose Jaw struggles with names of honor and dignity. The gentleman with history is Moose Jaw, and recipient of the DFC is Rex Probert. The current project honoring and giving recognition to veterans is applauded. I forward this letter to the editor with the suggestion for the powers that be Rex Probert should be recognized in the highest order. A suggestion would be 9th Avenue Southwest could end at Bradley Street, with Rex Probert Way continuing south through Airport to No. 2 Highway. Maybe City Hall could go for and do something with a name to give them honor and dignity. Recognition such as this will take resolve, intellect, and fortitude. It will be interesting to see what 2024 brings. Russ Ayers. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.